of kind of pretty nasty weather. But joining me today is Lowell Messman, who's the Western Regional Manager with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Good morning, Lowell.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, how are things out there? Did you get much? They were talking about Pierre having one of the heaviest loads, but didn't get as much, huh?
You know, we didn't. I guess I haven't been out on the roads, naturally, since it hit, but out where I live, north of town here at Pierre, I'm guesstimating six, 8 inches maybe. And, you know, roads are all good now. We didn't have the drifting that I have seen on some of the Facebook sites for sure. Really, we didn't have it near as bad as a lot of people did, for sure.
So what have you heard out there? Did you hear any problems that some of the guys had out West River?
Yeah, you know, I've reached out to a few people that I know out West and South. I know down in that Tripp County winter area, they got a bunch of snow. And for all intents and purposes, I have not heard much negative. A lot of the guys, I think, were able to get the livestock in and made it through that storm. I don't want to say okay, but better than they thought, for all indications that I'm hearing out there.
You know, that's one thing, we look at it now and say, yeah, it's pretty good, but next couple of weeks are going to tell a lot if we have any disease or sickness or what's coming up.
Well, that's just it. You know, they may look good today, but some of the stress on some of those animals may show up in a week or two, like you say. And once this nice weather finally gets here, then, of course, I'm sure we're going to turn our attention to possibly some flooding. Of course, we have some planting issues that are always going to be out there because we're so late. And it just kind of seems to snowball, pardon the pun, but, it does. So.
Well, we sure can't... Yeah, I had this planning. I don't know what's going to happen here. Guys are already sitting wondering what's going on. We're usually in the field over here, and I know out there you guys are usually well into the field out by now.
Absolutely. I know that I'm sure that a lot of these agronomists are sitting down with these guys or on the phone and change of plans for sure. I'm, you know, just some different day corn and some different things going on, but you know, if there's a sunshine or a ray of hope out there, it's that the moisture came out west so far, and a lot of this snow I would think is going to go into the ground because the frost was out. I think some of those dams and dugouts are going to be refreshed with some water out west. So there is a positive side if we can get past scooping and bedding down cattle and livestock.
Yeah, we thought we had a lot of bedding, but I think this month of April probably used more in April than we've used all winter long.
You know, I think you're probably right, and that was kind of some of the issue out west here is the feed supply wasn't overabundant to start with, and we had a cold winter, and now it's extending the winter into April, and a lot of guys didn't expect to, you know, to be feeding and bedding as heavily as they have been. So there's a lot of trucks. A lot of hay moving west still.
Well, they're pretty, at least down southern, south part, and in western, they at least have the frost gone. We still got a pretty deep frost area up here, so it's going to be quite a while before we get in. I hope, you know, I can change. Right. Mother Nature can change in a hurry, but let's hope.
It certainly can. It certainly can. And I wanted to mention, you know, for those guys that are out there, there are some assistance programs through the federal government. Livestock indemnity programs, and the other one is called ELAP. They can call their local FSA office and see if they qualify, if they have lost some livestock through this storm. Like I say, the FSA offices handle both of those programs. So, you know, if they have some questions, I would encourage them to reach out to the FSA offices, their local FSA offices, to see if they do qualify.
Well, while you're talking about that, I do have Marty Birch, who's our county director from the FSA. We're going to talk a little about that after we get done with you.
Great.
Today and talk about some of that. What have you been seeing around the farm? You know, this is what you guys are very strong in safety, and you know, not only the tiredness and people just worn out. We hear about people doing stupid things around livestock that they know better to do just because they're tired and in a hurry. And then when we start getting into the field, we're going to be going long days. Let's be thinking about safety as well. Don't you think? Did we go off? I lost. Must have lost him. Let me try to see if I can get him. Let's see if I can get him again.
All right, we'll let you do that, and we'll play this, and we'll be right back.
Hey, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who more and more are boasting about having three generations involved in their operation. That would be our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. As you've heard in this program before, when I say family operations, that's exactly what I mean, because as we speak, about 97% of the farming and ranching operations in our state are family-owned and operated. You know, when a person gets to know some or many of these three-generation families, it's fun to listen to them talk about the changes in philosophy, technology, and the communities in which they live. That's especially true when we talk about sustainability. Looking back on that grandpa generation, my generation, the last thing any of us worried about was sustainability or the environment. Not a criticism, just a simple fact. The backside of the stock dam or a ditch in the pasture worked pretty well as landfill, and that system was fairly standard. Most of our livestock yards two generations ago were constructed to allow any runoff to wind up in the closest draw. We were just beginning to talk about the amount of tillage, as a few concerns are being raised regarding fallowing. My goodness, how times have changed on the farms and ranches. I mean, in so many different ways. What our food producers are accomplishing in the area of production and sustainability is mind-boggling. Each year adds much to those accomplishments. Please understand, I'm in no way belittling my generation or any generation, because without our dads and our grandpas' hard work and ingenuity, there probably wouldn't be a farm or ranch to pass along. We owe them a bunch, and every person I know who makes their living on the land will agree. Again, what a changing and improving ag industry we got going on. And hey, folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, get out your calendar, because I got a date of importance. June 14th, Spring Creek Country Club, Harrisburg. We're going to put on the 27th Annual Corn Cob Open. This four-player scramble is going to consist of two separate competitions, 8 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Now, I know it's still 2 months off, but not too early to get it on your schedule. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe, and thanks for what you do.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Ag Hour. We're going to joining us is Lowell Messman, who's the regional manager for the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Lowell, we were talking before we got out, safety. A lot of guys are tired, exhausted. Mentally, they're just drained. We're coming in with not only working with cattle, but we're going to be going in the spring. It's something we've got to be aware of, don't we?
Very much so. You know, you start working with 1,000, 1,200-pound animals and metal gates and tractors and moving snow and trying to feed in some of these conditions. Absolutely. It takes a toll for sure. And just encourage guys to take their time, get as much rest as they can. That's easier said than done in some of these areas with the conditions we have. But yeah, just maybe slow down if that's possible.
Well, if they can, get off the farm for a few hours and go to a social event or something and just kind of talk to people and get your mind off it. But it's hard to do.
It is. Yeah, you know, at church on Sunday or going for a cup of coffee, like you say, probably helps a bunch just to get away for a little bit of time.
We find out that you're not the only one in that situation, so you got a few other people with you. As you travel around to the farm shows, what are you hearing this year?
You know, one of the big things is, of course, Farm Bill, and I don't have much of an update on that. You know, there's talk of extending the current Farm Bill, which have some thoughts on that as well. But that's one of the big things. And of course, the economy, the farm ranch economy that's out there. Those are some of the big things. And of course, we have elections going on this year. That's always forefront in people's minds and how that will affect agriculture, depending on who gets in there.
Well, I know the Farm Bill, that's kind of, I don't know, it's a whole new area now with the SNAP program, and I think everybody's going back and forth on that. So the disagreement isn't really on the farm. It's on the food end of it, so which is a big part of the Farm Bill. So it is a little different this year.
It certainly is. It's on the nutrition end of it, not necessarily on the crop insurance or the farm end of it, right.
But what are you hearing about out there today? About the trade, kind of wait and see what's happening?
Yeah, well, there again, another interesting issue. It sounds like Washington is looking at talking again about some of these trade agreements, possibly coming back to the table and doing that. You know, with Farm Bureau, we've always been for free and fair trade with other countries. So NAFTA, TTP, all those we were in favor of. And so we've encouraged the administration to come back to the table and try and open up those talks again.
Well, I know we hope that, that they work through this, and now maybe we're seeing the president of China kind of come out and said they wanted some trade. And so let's hope that happens, and we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Very much so, yes.
Well, Lowell, anything else you want to say?
No, just like you say, just encourage folks to be safe out there. Springtime is coming, we'll be in the fields before we know it.
Mad rush when we get going, though. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lowell. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. This is Lowell Messman, who's the